From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Greece faces technical bankruptcy. It is likely to default Tuesday on a $1.8 billion debt repayment to the International Monetary Fund. The Greek government has ordered banks to close and put strict limits on cash withdrawals. As Henry Ridgewell reports, it appears Greek voters are about to decide whether the nation's future is inside or outside of the Eurozone.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras called a snap referendum on the EU bailout proposals for July 5th. The Greek government is urging citizens to back its stance and vote no. But European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Greeks will be voting on their membership in the European Union. He said that regardless of the question finally asked, a no vote would mean that Greece has said no to Europe. Early polls show a small majority in favour of agreeing to the deal offered by the EU. Henry Ridgewell, London.
A senior U.S. official says negotiators do not want a lengthy extension of nuclear talks with Iran. The negotiations originally had a deadline of June 30th. The official said it would be no surprise if negotiators missed the deadline by more than 2 days. Negotiators have been tight-lipped about the details from the talks. A car bomb Monday killed Egypt's top judicial official, General Prosecutor Hisham Barakat. The blast occurred in the Heliopolis district of eastern Cairo as Barakat was traveling to work. A car exploded near a military hospital in the Yemeni capital Sana'a. At least 20 people were wounded. The Islamic State's Yemeni branch claimed responsibility for the attack on Twitter, but that claim could not be independently verified. This is VOA News. Burundi held parliamentary elections Monday despite an opposition boycott and international criticism. Election officials say voting went smoothly before polls closed in the evening. However, reporters in Bujumbura say there appeared to be few people at the polling stations. Israel's Navy has intercepted a ship carrying foreign activists who were trying to break the naval blockade of the Gaza Strip. The military says it escorted the vessel to the Ashdod port Monday and that the passengers will be handed over to immigration authorities for deportation. There were no reports of violence. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports thousands of Iraqis have fled Ramadi in the wake of the takeover of the city by Islamic State militants. The refugees are stuck at checkpoints in Anbar province and so far have been barred from entering the capital, Baghdad. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report documents serious violations of international law and human rights abuses committed during Gaza's 7-week war last year. More than 2,200 people were killed, most of them Gazans. In her presentation to the UN Human Rights Council, the chair of the Commission of Inquiry, Mary McGowan-Davis, detailed indiscriminate and disproportionate attacks by the Israeli Defense Forces. She also accused Palestinian armed groups of regularly conducting operations from densely populated areas, firing more than 4,500 rockets and mortars into Israel. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama has signed into law two bills giving him greater authority to negotiate international trade agreements. Mr. Obama signed the measures during a ceremony Monday at the White House. The Trade Promotion Authority, also known as Fast Track, is expected to speed the completion of the Trans-Pacific Partnership with 11 Pacific Rim nations in the coming weeks. U.S. federal authorities say they are investigating a series of fires at predominantly black churches in recent days. There is no indication the blazes are related. The fires occurred at 6 churches in 5 states. The United States Supreme Court has upheld the use of the sedative midazolam in executions by lethal injection. In a 5-4 ruling Monday, the court said that use of the sedative in executions does not violate the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Oklahoma inmates had argued that the drug did not always induce the deep unconsciousness that would prevent pain during execution. A solar-powered Swiss airplane is back in the air. It's attempting a 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without a drop of fuel. The Solar Impulse 2 flew out of central Japan Monday after an unscheduled month-long stop. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.